BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hi, so here is your free download for Wednesday the 19th of September. Today, Caroline Flack plays the spoons on Chris's thighs. Are my friends the worst netball team in the world? More stories from the tap end. Team GB hockey legend spits water in Chris's face on Innuendo Bingo. It's Georgie Twig. Does Leona Lewis sound like Wing? And why the Prime Minister is constantly singing Azealia Banks 212? I never knew there was so much in it.
BBC Radio 1.
So your evening was eventful, Chris?
It was a good one. I went to go see the football last night in the pub and then had to leave at half-time to go see an Andrea Bocelli concert, which I know seems really unlike me. And he is like a massive sort of opera star. Yeah, this is the one.
Mm. You've changed.
No, I haven't
you
changed.
You left the
I
football.
I haven't changed.
You left your team's football match.
Well, I was watching Man City Real Madrid and I missed the Watford Brighton game.
Do they show that on TV, the Watford matches?
No.
Right.
But I was going to go to that.
What were your mates saying? What's Chinese and Dugsy and Chango saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, they weren't impressed.
Were they not?
No. But I haven't changed because Bocelli is someone that I've liked for a long time, actually. And I'm not ashamed to say that.
Is this him singing now?
No, this is...
Someone else.
Someone else.
Was she there?
I think so. There he goes.
That's him, right, good.
I didn't quite do it right last night. It was a really good concert, but I'm used to being... It was at a place called The Roundhouse, and I've been there before to see The Streets. So I'm kind of used to pushing to the front with a couple of beers, and
they didn't appreciate that?
They didn't like that so much.
Did you spill beer over people on Andrea Bocelli gig?
And when you shout, like, lift me up, to go, like, no one's having it.
Time to
tune.
Say goodbye.
Now, did you stay in the hostel next door last night?
Yeah, this is the other thing. I did stay in the hostel.
You may have been remembering this from last time that we did the show early in the morning, a few weeks ago, where Chris decided to stay in the hostel next door because it's much easier than going home. It's literally a 30-second walk from Radio 1.
It's really convenient.
Very convenient.
Yes. So I checked in there yesterday, and it was, you know, it doesn't cost very much, and it just meant I had a bed to stay in for the night. In theory, brilliant. What ended up happening is I ended up sharing a room with possibly the noisiest sleeper I've ever encountered. This guy was ridiculous.
Talking in his sleep?
Talking in his sleep, making all sorts of weird noises.
Which bunk did you have in the room?
I was a top bunk.
Did you not enjoy being on top?
Not particularly. And when I went to leave this morning, I had to descend the ladder and I was all over the place.
Because you were bottom last time, weren't you?
Yeah. It's easier to get out when you're bottom bunk.
Was it hot in there?
It was hot, and I was stressed because this bloke was keeping me awake.
Did you cause a scene when you tried to get off the top bunk?
Yeah, yeah. I tried to descend, and it's...
Imagine after him keeping you awake all night, suddenly you wake him up by getting off the top bunk and coming down the little rung of ladder.
Yeah.
Seriously, mate, sort it out. I'm trying to sleep here.
It was quite epic, like this song, the descent from the top bunk this morning. But do you know what? I don't regret it. It was a good place to stay because, I mean, I got to work on time, didn't I?
You did. You're here. But a bad night's sleep, really.
Bad night's sleep. But Bocelli was fantastic. I never thought I'd say that.
It's Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Caroline Flack.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
That's all right. Thanks for having me.
It's a lovely, nice big hug we had there, didn't we?
It was nice, wasn't it? It fitted well.
Lovely. It's reassuring. I like it. Or should I say, newly married Caroline Flack.
You should.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So, we're obviously not going to say who the lucky man is.
No, we're not revealing it yet.
Does he not like the glare of the media spotlight?
No, he doesn't. I like to keep him in the background.
Okay.
Are you actually married?
I got married in Vegas.
This is crazy.
Was it like an Elvis one?
Yep.
Was it?
Married by Elvis in a little white chapel. In the same chapel that Britney Spears got married in.
Oh, yep. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I would marry someone just like and then just get it immediately annulled, a bit like she did. because that just sounds like a lot of fun.
It was really good fun.
Is this something that's going to be revealed on the extra
in 2 weeks. This week, next week, yeah, on Judges' Houses.
So was it a big fuss? Did lots of people turn up, or was it just you and him?
Quite a few. There's some good guests.
Is there?
Yeah, some good guests, you know. I thought I'd just put it on telly.
Have you got a ring? Oh, my God. How much was that?
Today.
I can't believe you got married.
It doesn't fit. Well, congratulations anyway.
Is this meant to last? Is this lasting?
You have to wait and see.
What?
Wow. So, on the show, obviously, you've been... We've seen all the auditions now.
Yes.
So we see Boot Camp this weekend.
Yeah.
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 Where are you up to, though? Because you're obviously ahead.
We're kind of done. We've got all our final contestants now, and so we're ready to go to live shows, which start in a couple of weeks.
Right.
So I know everything. I know who they are, I know what they look like, what they smell like, you know.
Are they good?
They're good. They're really good. Do you know what? I think it was a really hard one this year, because it was hard to pick the final however many there are. Just speaking of riddles. Yeah, they're good. It's a bit more original this year because we've got people who can sing their own stuff, as you've seen in the auditions.
Yeah.
And they play guitars too. So okay. It's a bit different. Yeah. It's good.
So we see Boot Camp this weekend and probably next weekend. But you've done Judges' Houses and all that.
Yeah, done Judges' Houses. Been travelling the world for a couple of weeks.
Where have you been?
We went to Dubai, we went to Vegas, and we went to St. Lucia. And then we came back to the English countryside.
Who's got a house in Dubai?
Well, funnily enough, Nicole has got a house in Dubai.
Who knew?
Who
she had
knew?
A house in Dubai.
Exactly.
And Louis Walsh, is that one of his many houses in
Massive
Las Vegas?
House in Vegas, yeah.
Right, good. Who
he
I didn't
loves
know,
Vegas.
I didn't know this. And Gary, I imagine he was the English countryside.
Yeah. Yeah. He loves the English countryside.
He does, he loves it. And Tulisa, is it one of that house that she's got in the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Was it
in the mountains,
St. Lucia?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, good. I knew.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
excellent. I can't wait.
She had it for a while.
But I thought Tulisa was always like Magaluf or like Napa or somewhere like that. I thought it was meant. One of her houses was.
There's a lot more to her than you think.
There is. Yeah. I think last year it was her Greek holiday home.
Was it?
I think
it was. Yeah, she's got another one there as well.
She's got
so many holiday homes.
I know. Well, I'm very much looking forward to it. Here's a question, right?
What?
Obviously, so you know who the contestants are now, and what I quite like about you is that you. I mean, you're not one of those presenters that's like, and cut. Okay, bye. You're really nice to the contestants because you're part of the whole thing.
I love them.
Yeah, you really do. And I know that. Do you get chatted up a lot by the contestants?
Occasionally. Occasionally. Most of them really like Tulisa, to be honest. They come in and they're all really excited to see Tulisa. So I kind of just, you know, give them a bit of advice and send them on their way.
Right.
But yeah, you do get some people coming in, you know, with little crushes. It's quite nice.
Yeah, it's quite cool.
Yeah.
But are you like, nope, this is business, this is my job?
This is professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am professional.
Do you tell them off?
No.
I've got some really good questions from our Facebook.
Okay.
This is my favourite one.
Okay.
Joshua, is it easy hosting Extra Factor or is it quite busy?
That's a good one.
That's such a nice question. It's, do you know what? It's busy and it's quite easy because I really enjoy it.
It's not easy.
It doesn't feel like a job.
Right.
Yeah, but it feels, it's just, you are just meeting people essentially and asking them loads of questions. And it's hard because there's lots of it, but it's easy because it's a nice thing to do.
Okay. And you'll be working with Murs again?
Yes, he's coming back for the live shows. Although I'm quite used to being on my own, to be honest.
Have you?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to have him back.
Do you like it?
Do I like being on my own?
Yeah.
Do you know, I thought I was going to be really lonely, but I wasn't.
Mm.
And Dermot got really involved with Extra Factor as well.
Good.
Because he saw that I was, you know, a bit lonely. And we had a good time with Judges' Houses. But yeah, Ollie's back. He's coming back, which would be nice.
He's out there in America now working with that Flo Rida.
I know.
Has he changed? I hope not.
I hope not. I've hardly seen him, you know. I saw him at a birthday party on Sunday for like 20 minutes and then he went off to America. But yeah, he's back for live shows. It'd be nice. It'd be nice to kind of finish off where we started. Mm. That would make sense.
Because you know, Caroline, they do change some of them.
What, the pop stars?
Mm.
Yeah, they do. Well, I'm going to keep him in check.
Do it.
He's not going to get any special treatment now he's, you know, big in America.
I know.
I'm going to treat him exactly the same. Good. He gets a smaller dressing room again. Definitely.
Good. Is that how it works?
Well, he's not been there so
exactly.
far.
Exactly.
Kristen says, if you wasn't a TV presenter, what other job would you have liked to have done?
I always wanted to be a nurse. I quite like looking after people. Mm. You know, when people are ill, I'm quite good at looking after them.
Are you? Yeah. Like with a sick man, you're like, oh.
Yeah, like I can be a good nurse.
Right, good.
So maybe I'd have, like, just become a nurse.
It's good to know for future. Do you prefer being blonde or brunette? Because you're, like, blonde at the moment.
I'm blonde at the minute.
That's from Sally.
Thanks, Sally. I don't know. I quite like being... I like changing it. I like having a little bit of change now and again. I change my hair, like, quite a lot. Mm. But at the minute, I quite like being blonde. It's nice.
Peter says, out of the judges, which one do you love the most?
Ooh, I love them in different ways. Mm. Me and Louis have a deep love.
I know.
me and Talisa have a good laugh. And I do love Gary. I've always loved Gary, like, since I was a Take That fan. So I still, every time I see him, that's Gary Barlow.
Do you still?
Yes, still a little bit.
Still call him Gary Barlow.
Yeah.
Gary Barlow. Hey, listen, talking about Dermot, how was his wedding?
Oh, it was amazing.
Was it?
It was very beautiful.
Was it?
Yeah, it was very beautiful. It was very traditional. It was, it was just a very happy day. It was, love was in the air, obviously.
Were there lots of celebs there?
Yeah, there was quite a lot of celebrities there, actually. But also, like, lots of friends and family as well.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice, it was good.
Right, talking about Barlow as well, what happened at the judge's house of Gary? You felt something up against your bum?
No. I didn't. I love the sun. I mean, I don't like the sun. I mean, I love the sun.
Oh, that's just what
they
I read.
I had a ghostly experience and I saw something in the mirror. It wasn't me.
Oh.
Yeah. We were in this big stately home and I went for a little walk to look for the toilet and I couldn't find it. So I walked into this strange room. And it was very cold, and I just looked across the room in the mirror, and this sort of shadow walked across the front of the mirror, which is quite big.
So you're saying it's a ghost? Sorry, I'm not keeping up with this story. It was like,
and I ended up talking to someone about it, and the next thing I knew, the ghost had touched my bum, but it hadn't.
Right.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't that forward.
Did you call Yvette Fielding?
No, but I should have.
You should have.
I'd love to work on one of those ghost shows.
Do you know? I've done quite a few of them.
Have you?
Yeah. Would you like to do it?
I'd love to do it.
To be honest. It's a lot of waiting around, waiting for the ghosts.
Yeah, you work on their time.
Well, you do a bit. And I remember a couple of years ago, we did I think it was Ghost Hunting with Radio 1. And it was me and Dave and Aled from Moyles' show and a few other people. And we were there all night at this big stately home in Essex. And then we went to a castle in Kent. Were there ghosts? No. They locked me, locked me in a room with bats to try and scare me.
Did they?
Oh, I was like, can we just see something here, please?
So you didn't have anything?
I didn't, personally.
Did you have to pretend that you did?
No, you didn't.
Did you have to pretend to be scared?
But then I suppose that I didn't. I was a bit scared at times.
Yeah.
But, like, if they ever do finally find a ghost, then that's the end of Most Haunted, isn't it?
Also, it would be front page news.
It would.
They actually caught a ghost on camera, it would be front page news.
Also, checking your Twitter, I noticed that you've got bruised thighs.
Yeah, I've been playing the spoons.
What is this?
Sorry. Right? I bruise like a peach. And so I was at a house party the other night. House party. I was at an actual house. My friend had a party.
And what's bad about a house party?
I don't know. It just sounded like I was at a house party the other night. And I have this thing where I like to entertain people by playing the spoons.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get hold of some spoons?
No, I would, but my thighs are too bruised.
Do you always play them on your thighs?
Yeah, you should only play them on your thighs, really, shouldn't you? Where should you play them?
I don't know.
Where's the traditional place to play the spoons?
I don't know how you play the spoons.
Come on.
No, seriously, I don't.
You've never played the spoons?
No, I've never played...
like that.
Are you good?
This is amazing.
Well, I think when I've had a few drinks and the music's on, I really think I'm good. But I'd love to look back at it.
They could do a spoon special on the X Factor. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
I can't believe they've never... I didn't know this about you.
Really?
No. Are they bruised now? I don't want to see. Yeah. But are they?
Mm-hmm. Really badly. You know when a bruise has got a little bit old as well and it gets a bit deeper? Wow.
That's a bad one.
Where's that from?
That's from the...
oh, God!
The lad yesterday who punched me.
We had an Olympic boxer in yesterday, a gold medalist, and Chris had a thing where he's like, I just want him to punch me just to see what it's like to be punched by an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah. Well, you asked for it.
So we did it, yeah.
Can I see that again?
That looks like makeup, to be honest. That looks like one of the casualty bruises.
That is quite a bruise.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you going to
compare bruises?
Well... I'd have to take my trousers down.
Oh, no, that's
right. I can't really do that.
Okay, good. A lot of people are saying, get the spoons out. I can't, she's bruised.
If we got hold of some spoons, would you give it a quick go?
On the other thigh?
Both thighs are...
I think we might have got hold of some.
Maybe you could play Chris's thighs.
Oh, no, I'm not playing the spoons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please, Caroline.
Oh, my God.
I'll lend you thighs.
This is something I do when I'm at a house party, not in the morning.
Play him on his...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will that work?
Play him on the other arm that's not bruised.
I think you have to feel the rhythm in your knees.
Okay. Well, let's try. Give it a go.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're a natural. That's really good.
It's more Britain's Got Talent, though. That,
it is.
It is, actually, isn't it? Maybe it all fails.
Maybe next year. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Boot Camp this weekend.
It's going to be brilliant.
And Extra Factor is doing so well as well.
Yeah, Extra Factor's doing really well. People are really,
it's a good, fun show.
Really enjoying it, which is good.
I'm coming on the 3rd of November.
Are you coming on? Have we already booked you on?
Yeah, already.
Yes!
That's good. So that's on just after the main show on, is it Saturday and Sunday this week?
It's on. It's from now on till the end of X Factor, it's on every Saturday, every Sunday.
Amazing.
Which is great.
Really good.
So that's our weekend's done.
Yeah. One more thing I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, you had a bit of a hard time for a while because of a certain celebrity boyfriend. Has that all kind of calmed down a bit now?
Yep.
All good?
All good.
Right. You're fine?
Good. I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
No, it's all right. I just wanted to know. Because I know you got a bit of stress for a while.
A little bit of stress, but you know.
Good.
Comes with the territory, doesn't it?
I guess it does a little
bit. Take it on the chin and laugh about it and move on, so I have.
Good.
Yay.
Right, okay. I've got a little bit of a game I want to play now.
Okay.
It's called Real or No Real. I've got some facts that aren't actually facts, and some are true. We play this quite a lot. 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right. You just got to guess, is it real or no real? Are you ready?
Yeah.
I can't find the music. It's all good.
What are they?
They're just facts. Some of them are facts, real, actual facts. And
I love facts.
Yeah, there are some good ones.
And then you can win some Scott Mills points and do with them what you will.
Yeah.
What can you do with Scott Mills points?
You can eventually, like, you can get a speedboat.
Okay.
You can get, you can get, like, a spice rack.
Okay.
Okay, good. Right, so I can't find the music at all now.
It's going well.
La, la. Anyway, Extra Factor this weekend. Right, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
First one. Real or no real? Chris, play along.
Elton John legally made his middle name Hercules.
I want it to be real.
Is that real or no real?
No real.
I'm saying real. Surely.
Middle name Hercules.
Real!
No! Yeah.
Yes!
Really? That's brilliant.
This is good, this game, because like the stuff that you just go when you're in the pub. Hey, by the way, did you know? Really good. Next one.
The world record for daisy chain yawns from person to person went through 16,632 people and lasted 4 days.
So how does this work? So when you, the idea is when you yawn, someone else yawns and it carries on round.
Just
right?
Carries on.
Yeah. But I reckon some people could fake it. Like you could, you can easily pretend to yawn, can't you?
Found the music. Okay. Better late than never.
I'm going to say real because you can fake it.
I'm going to say not real because I reckon someone would have put a finger in it.
Like, we've had a real issue with this yesterday. We said that if you are yawning and you put your tongue in your mouth, it stops the yawn immediately, which apparently is true.
Are you about to try this?
Yeah, but you're not yawning properly.
I just remember.
Let me try set you off yawning and then we'll see if the finger thing works.
But some people are saying it doesn't work, especially when you stick your finger in someone else's mouth while they're yawning. It's supposed to stop it.
Is it supposed to be just a shock thing, though, that they put their finger in your mouth and it stops you?
I don't know. Anyway, the answer to the daisy chain one...
That is no real.
Oh, damn. Are you keeping score, Chris?
He's winning.
On your hand.
Yeah.
And next.
When you chop onions, you cry because they produce pheromones that make your brain think of kittens drowning.
Again, I really want it to be true.
So maybe it's not the tears from the onions, it's just that you're thinking of those little kittens. Real or no real?
No real.
I'm going to go real.
Oh. No real.
And next.
A snail can stay asleep for 3 whole years.
Oh, imagine that.
I love that. I love
sleep. I love sleep. 3 years of sleep. You don't even have to get out of bed. Do they have beds?
Yeah, of course they have beds.
They've got little houses.
Oh, yeah, of course. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I reckon it's real.
That is real.
Yay,
so jealous of snails.
How long have they lived for then?
Don't know.
How long do snails live for?
That's for another.
Yeah, it's good.
That's for another time. And next,
if Bart Simpson were a real person, he'd be 34 years old.
Ooh, would he?
He never grows up, does he?
No.
And The Simpsons has been on a long time.
Okay, 34. How old is he in the show? About 10. I'd say real.
Yeah, I reckon it's real.
Real.
Yay!
Yep. And one more.
People who suffer from the glass delusion are convinced they're made of glass and will shatter easily.
Laugh. So people... Can I hear that again?
Yeah. People who suffer from the glass delusion are convinced they're made of glass and will shatter easily.
God, imagine that. Just have to be really careful all the time.
I was like, oh, I'm gonna shatter. Real or no real?
I'm gonna say real.
All right, to be different, I'll go no real.
That is real.
Oh.
Imagine that. That's awful.
Isn't
it? You could shatter at any time. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I've got 40. Caroline's got 40.
Yes.
Oh. Cool.
Well played.
Wow.
Well played, Matt.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
Fun.
Make sure you watch Extra Factor at the weekend.
Woo. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Bit of a random one. Do you know anything about netball?
Yeah, we need to find this out because we've just found out some news about some friends of ours that have just started a netball team. Now, we don't know anything about netball at all. We'll hold our hands up. I don't know about it.
No.
I just know that girls play it and enjoy it.
No, he's not wrong. That seems to be why they're doing it.
Now, our friends, bless them, they've just set up this netball team, and we were just talking about this. They lost, but we don't really know how bad the loss is.
I got a text from one of them last night saying that they'd lost 21-1. Which, to me, sounds like a drumming. But it could, that might not be as bad as it sounds, because we're not sure how the scoring works in netball.
Bless them. They're only doing it for fun.
I know.
But, you know, like, in football, 4-0, that's a bad loss.
You're right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In netball, let's say that your team loses 21-1. Is that as bad as it sounds to us?
This is it. This is where we need a bit of help.
We don't know.
We're not sure on the scoring of an average netball.
This is an all-girls netball team, and they just set it up just for a bit of a laugh.
Yes.
You know, just a bit of a social after work. But 21-1 sounds like a battering to me.
Yes, we're starting to get texts through saying 21-1 is an absolute schooling.
Morning, Matt.
Morning.
Where are you?
Brentwood in Essex.
Brentwood, Essex. Home of Sugar Hut.
Unfortunately.
Oh, don't say that. I've had some lovely nights there.
I'm sure you have.
How can I help?
I can clear up your netball issue.
Okay, good.
This is not a drumming.
It's not a drumming?
Is it not?
Not really. The one isn't great, obviously, but only to concede 21 in your first game is not that bad.
Ah, okay.
I didn't think of it like that.
How does it work then? How do you know this?
I'm a netball coach and umpire.
You're an umpire?
And coach, of course.
So what would be a really, really bad score?
Anything with a 40 deficit.
40?
So like 40-0?
Yeah.
Right.
Or anything above.
But is it possible that the other team just let them have that one?
It's probable, I think, more than possible.
Right, oh, go on then.
Maybe they scored first. Maybe they got that one.
Overconfidence?
Yeah. Or I like the idea that they were like 20-0 down, got that one right at the end, and it was like bibs on face. Celebration tonight. We got one.
You should join the team.
What?
You should join the team.
I'd be awful.
I've said I'd sponsor the team.
We'd be into
actually.
We'd be well into the 40s and 50s if I was on.
There's mixed sex teams in London.
We could do that. I spoke to them yesterday about sponsoring their team, because I was kind of up for being the person that chose what the slogan was on the bibs.
Can I just say, keen. This is slightly because your football team always has the best sponsors, and now you want to give something back.
We did have a good sponsor when I was younger.
Who was that?
When I was really young, they were called the Middlesex Machines.
Yeah.
And I was 10 years old, and that wasn't a strong look.
No, not on the shirt, really.
No.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you very much, Matt.
That's right, thank you.
And we'll pass this on to our girls.
Good day.
Make them feel a bit better. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. So, a momentous day for Radio 1 next week as the new breakfast show starts with Nick Grimshaw. Give it a go, Monday morning, 6:30, you'll like. And it's also a momentous week for us at lunchtime, between 1 and 4, because 24 Years at the Tap End returns. Pages from my friend Chris's autobiography. Can I just ask, you know that Caroline Flack has just played the spoons on your thighs?
Yeah.
Do you class that as a relationship now?
I got a cheek kiss as well.
Oh, you did, right. So, like, if we're going by what we said yesterday, on your relationships bit of Wikipedia, then that'll be on.
No woman has ever paid their spoons on my thighs before.
That's, well, yeah, don't really know what to say. Anyway, 24 Years at the Tap End is back next week. All the best things come back on for the autumn, don't they? Doctor Who, Homeland's back, Downton Abbey, and 24 Years at the Tap End. It's going to be on Mondays and Wednesdays at 1:45. So next Monday, 1:45, will be the first in the autumn season, the new season of Tap End. To get you in the mood for it, we've got a classic one for you today. This is... You've heard this before. Everything's going blurry. Ah! Let's repeat. You've heard it.
Right, I thought I'd take you to the 16th year at the Tap End, if you're
okay.
Down for that.
I'm down for whatever.
Right, ready to go?
Ready.
As a 16-year-old boy from Pinner, there wasn't really much to do. Me and my mates would play quite a lot of football, and I was part of a tennis club, so that was a place to go. We would also hang around the War Memorial in Pinner, eating steak slices from the generic popular bakers in northwest London, and we'd fill our time cycling about. Life was good, apart from the fact we struggled to recruit girls into our group. We were pretty awful with girls, but had a break this year through Dougsy's sister Jo, who introduced us to a couple of girls, Roisin and Aoife, who we ended up having a lot of laughs with over the year.
Did they have a steak slice?
No, they were never that keen on the steak slices, no. Them. It was mainly just me and the boys.
Yeah.
The difference between the girls and us is that they were quite cool and often went out in the evenings. We weren't old enough to take shelter in the pub, and in the evenings we couldn't really go out proper clubbing. But in my 16th year at the Tap End, Roisin and Aoife announced that they were going to an under-18 club night at Destiny's in Watford. To make myself look cool, I pretended that I had been loads. The truth was, however, that this was to be my first experience of an under-18 club night.
So imagine I'm Aoife right now.
Yeah.
So, Chris, like, do you want to come down club night at 18 under-18s?
Good impression.
Do you want to come down?
Yes, please.
Have you been before?
Yeah, loads.
What's it like?
It's really good.
What happens?
I would have got a bit stuck at that point because
she didn't probe any further, did she?
No, no,
you just
not
went,
really.
Yeah, I've been before loads.
It's just like, yeah, cool. Let's do it. Let's get the tickets. It's all fine. A week before the night, I picked up my ticket in the day from the club, and from that point onwards began preparations. This was a step up from school discos. A Ben Sherman wouldn't do the job anymore, like when I was younger. I didn't have an extensive range of pulling shirts at that age, and decided to ring the club to research the door policy.
Do you have an extensive range of pulling shirts now?
Reading that, I don't really, do I?
Well, when did you have a whole wardrobe of pulling shirts?
No, it's just, what I mean more is that at that age, I didn't really have any kind of nice going out shirts.
Right, yeah.
You know, I had a lot of football shirts, a lot of sportswear, but I didn't really have one that I thought was suitable to an under-18 night at Destiny.
You were generally quite flammable, weren't you, for the first, like, 16 years of your life?
What does that mean?
You were pretty much 100% polyester for a long time, weren't you?
I never thought about that,
you
but,
really
yeah.
were. One match, whoomp, you'd be up.
I was pretty flammable for the first 16 years. I settled on school shoes as a safe bet for entry and persuaded my mum to give me the money to buy a check shirt. I was raring to go. Me and Dougsy were to be picked up by Roisin and Aoife's mum at around 8:30, and then she agreed to come collect us at about 1 a.m.
One?
Yeah. It's a late one.
It's a late one, yeah.
In the car, I concentrated on the job in hand. I was unsure how the whole night was going to work, but it was clear that the aim was to pull a girl. I was uncertain how this would work in practice or how I would execute a plan of action, but I played it cool and pretended that I knew what was going on.
Did you musk up at all?
I musked up, but it would have been still at that stage with Africa.
Mm.
There's no doubt about it.
No actual cologne?
No, I didn't really discover cologne until a few years later. There was no prearranged dances like in my Year 6 and Year 8 discos. This was going to be a free-for-all. Every man for himself. To complicate things, I found out in the car that it was to be a foam party. Yeah.
They mess up your clothes.
It was going to be a night of firsts, really, because that would, when I found out about the foam party, it meant that this was going to be my first foam party, which is a big deal in any man's life.
Yeah.
And actually my first club night.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, and also, you're wearing a new check shirt. That's going to get ruined.
True. And
a
lot of gel in my hair at that point, that age.
Once again, flammable as.
As we turned up, the queue was long and stretched down the road. These under-18 nights were busy nights. Boys were separated into one line and girls in another, and we were frisked on entry.
All chewing gum was confiscated. I'm not really sure why. And as I handed my ticket over and made my way to the door, I could hear the pounding bass of the club. I pushed through the doors of my first ever club night, and there it was, in all its glory, Destiny Nightclub in Watford. It was quality. There were girls everywhere. Me and Dougsie stood there in awe. We had already lost the girls that were with us, as they headed straight to the dance floor. Not having the courage to do that, we headed straight for the bar. No booze, of course, but we splashed out to impress the people around. Rather than soft drinks, we went for the energy drink. And feeling like it was the right thing to do, bought three more for the random girls standing next to us at the bar. This was an error, however. I had only been in less than 5 minutes, and I'd boshed all my money. They also ran off. I was out of my depth.
Did they take the energy drinks and go?
Yeah.
Rude.
Well, no, because it was a lesson learned, because what I did is we just saw the girls there, and we didn't talk to them or anything, we just bought the energy drinks for them. So they literally just received these drinks and just went.
Off they went.
What you should do is talk to the girls before, then say, can we buy you a drink as an inn?
Right. Thanks for that advice.
Right. Excitement grew with the arrival of Blazin' Squad, who were performing before the foam. Yes. The dance floor went ramo, and as they began to perform Crossroads, me and Dougsie stood there, sardined, watching everything around us.
Hang on, I need to... I think we need to find this. Give me a sec.
Yes.
This will take you right back there. So remember as well, in the film version, you've got Harry Potter and Ron Weasley playing the parts of Chris and Dougsie.
Yeah. Is that confirmed already?
Well, I'm sure it'll be fine. He seems like a nice bloke, Daniel Radcliffe. He'll say yeah. So just to set the scene, we've got the music.
Yeah.
A Blazin' Squad on stage.
Blazin' Squad have just gone on stage. The place is going crazy, of course. And
all of them?
A large majority. There was quite a few, wasn't there?
Was Kenzie there?
I think so, yeah.
Rocky B.
How do you know this?
Strider.
Yeah.
Mello D, was he there?
This is a party trick. Do you actually know them all?
Yeah, of course I do. Rocky B, Strider, Mello D, Flavour, Kenzie, Reaper, Spike E, Tommy B and Malcolm.
Malcolm?
Yeah.
Generally, blokes were going up to random girls and dancing behind them before moving in for the kiss. I didn't have this kind of confidence, but me and Dougsie did give dancing in front of a girl a go. The problem is we both danced in front of the same girl, which looking back was probably a bit awkward for her. We also had no chat. It was difficult for everyone involved. So what was happening, thinking about it, there was that one girl standing there, dancing, and then me and Dougsie were both trying to dance with the one girl.
That would be Hermione in the film.
Yes. Let's see you at the crossroads, crossroads, crossroads. But it was just very awkward for everyone.
What was she saying?
She wasn't really saying anything. She didn't know where to look either, because whichever way she turned, there was me and Dougsie.
Jiving away.
We thought that was the right thing to do, and it obviously wasn't. Before we knew it, the foam came down. And as the foam gathered and grew around us, survival mode kicked in. And in a panic, I fought my way off the dance floor.
The first time that happened to me, I was properly scared.
You don't expect it to be
that
deep.
You do not. And suddenly, it's there.
Yeah. I thought something was going wrong.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Mistaken for looking like I was fighting, I was forcibly removed and exited through the front door. Dougsie followed close behind. As the
Hang on a second, were you chucked out?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I started thrashing around in the foam trying to get out.
Help! Did you have your arms in the air?
I was panicking. I had two hands on Dougsie trying to raise above the foam. I thought I was going under. And security took that to mean that I was fighting and promptly kicked me out.
You're only fighting the foam.
Yeah, well, they didn't think I was. They thought me thrashing around in the foam was I'd lost it or something.
Unlucky.
Dougsie followed close behind. As the security held me outside, waiting dads looked on frowning. There was loads of them, all judging me. So every girl in there, their father was outside that club.
Yeah.
So when I got removed with my, you know, hands behind my back, security leading me out, all the dads of Watford looked on. Yeah. It wasn't long before Aoife's mum came to pick us up. Thinking it would be cooler, I pretended to the girls that I had actually been kicked out for fighting. I didn't have the face to tell them it was because I was scared of the foam. It had been several lessons learnt, the primary one being, don't buy drinks for girls without speaking to them first. It's a waste of money.
Or do what the Hoff used to do and send dinner.
Yeah, you've said this before.
Mm.
But, and they liked that, didn't they?
Yeah, I was out with him one time. This is before he had his lovely girlfriend now. And I think he liked the look of these girls. So he asked the waiter to replate his dinner and send it over to the girls.
You don't remember what the dinner was, do you? And what are we talking here? Cottage pie or something?
No, it was like a big steak.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So instead of a drink, just let them have your leftover steak. They love that. Takes you right back, doesn't it?
Such a tune.
Every day. This is just before the phone comes down. And Chris starts to struggle. Then gets chucked out by security because they think he's fighting.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did, very much. And it's made me miss Blazing Squad a little bit. Flip Reverse, now that's another tune. That's where we leave that classic tap end. As I reenact the beginning of Flip Reverse by Blazing Squad. And all new tap end for the autumn season, Monday, when we get back to lunchtimes at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, this week, we are getting some of our Team GB heroes in to play Innuendo Bingo and continue that brilliant vibe and that brilliant feeling that we all had in the summer. Yesterday, we had Luke Campbell, Olympic boxer.
Yeah.
He gave Chris a dead arm, and there's a proper bruise on him
now.
Massive bruise.
Kind of proud.
Kind of proud of it.
Yeah. He's not tired.
He stayed in the hostel. And today, it's Georgie Twigg. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
And we're going to play Innuendo Bingo in a moment. Have you obviously heard it before?
Yeah, I've watched a few clips as well.
Right, so you know what to expect. Thank you for just making it a brilliant summer. Like, everyone is so proud of the Team GB, aren't they, this year?
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, such a fantastic time for Team GB, and the whole sort of British public got behind everyone. It's just been fantastic.
I know. I didn't want it to end. And I'm the first to admit, I know nothing about sport, but I just got swept up in the whole thing. I think everybody did.
Yeah, I think, you know, we all were sort of suddenly thrilled with, like, boxing and, you know, taken by all different sports that you kind of never knew that you were interested in, really.
Yeah. I developed a strange obsession with, what was it?
You loved the diving.
I liked the diving, obviously. But even handball.
Yeah.
I was, you know, who knew? So thank you very much. You must feel quite proud as well to be part of that.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the Olympics as a whole were just fantastic, and yeah, you know, very proud to have been a part of it and taking place, and yeah, a little bit sad that it's all over now.
I know. Well, you're one of our Team GB heroes that we're playing on Innuendo Bingo this week. Some of you may be listening and thinking, Georgie Twigg, I know she's part of the Team GB hockey team, but also I just recognise her name from somewhere else. That's maybe because I played this a couple of weeks ago.
Eating healthily is so important, especially during my training. I have to ensure I have a really balanced diet, especially lots of protein, because we do a lot of stuff in the work in the gym, and especially lots of vegetables, and particularly like eating British asparagus.
We were so impressed that you're the face of British asparagus.
That's come back to haunt me.
Yeah, well, I just think that if you'd waited until after the Olympics, you could have made a fortune out of that.
Yeah.
You'd have been paid loads. But how do you get to be the face of British asparagus? Because Chris wants to be like the face of plums or something. How does that come about?
Oh, I just did it for a family friend, so it was just really a favour. And I kind of never realised that the YouTube clip would become global. Thanks to Scott Mills.
Sorry about that. But I think it's great. Could you tell the difference between your average asparagus and British?
Well, I'd like to say that I could, but I'm not sure.
Sorry, we haven't got a, like, I did say we were going to get some emergency asparagus in, but we're not.
We could play, we could call it asparagus.
Oh, that's good.
Clever.
That is good.
Do you know what, though? Since we played that a couple of weeks ago, we've realised that people have been doing this for ages. Did you hear the Rachel Stevens stuff?
No.
Rachel Stevens, you remember from S Club 7?
Yes.
Well, she's been promoting veg for ages. Just smell the spinach. I promise you, this is Rachel Stevens.
I think that's better than my asparagus video. Make you feel strong.
It's a campaign for kids to eat more veg. Have you heard Rachel Stevens' Furry Peach?
This is good.
Oh, wow. Feel the skin of a furry peach. Yummy, yummy, yum. Feel the squelch as we bite in. Yummy, yummy, yum. With a squelch crouch here and a squelch crouch there.
Do you know what you do with the sweet corn, Chris?
It goes in and out.
You put the sweet corn in. God bless you, Stevens. Okay, so we're going to play bingo next. Can I see your medal? Have you got it?
Yeah, sure.
Do you carry with you at all times?
A little bit at the moment.
Can I hold it?
Yeah. Do you get free train travel?
No, I heard this yesterday, and I was very tempted this morning to try, but...
Luke yesterday was like, I've got a free haircut. First class train. He's maxing it out. Get there. Like, if you ever go to a club or a pub, you need to get in.
I know, I get
show the bronze. Yeah, I know what you
show
mean.
The bronze.
Show the bronze.
It'd be a bit embarrassing if you then got
that's lovely,
rejected.
That. Yeah. And you're wearing your Team GB jacket as well.
Yeah.
So proud.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So that is the new track by Leona Lewis, and it's called Trouble on BBC Radio 1. Loads of people are saying it sounds like Wing at the beginning. It does not. This is Leona.
More than you used to. Fell in love, how good.
And this is Wing.
Every day is so wonderful.
Completely different.
Instead of me, you dream more than you used to.
It doesn't.
Every day is so wonderful.
Two completely different singers.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We're very proud to have one of our Team GB heroes off of hockey, Georgie Twigg, playing Innuendo Bingo. So let's do it. Get your water ready if you're playing along in the office. Maybe you've just arrived at work. This is Innuendo Bingo, our greatest team. Now, Georgie just told us that she does laugh at pretty much everything. So this is going to be a wet one today, I think. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about this one.
And is that jacket waterproof?
I think so, slightly, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, we are making this into a video, which you'll be able to see a bit later on the Radio 1 YouTube. Okay, I think we're all ready to go.
Are you ready?
Ready, yeah.
Yeah.
Georgie, you've taken a nice big lot of water there, no sips. And also, if you do laugh and the water spits out, no hands. Mm-hmm. That's the rules. Just let it all flood out. Okay. Starting off with the Great North Run on BBC One this weekend. Now, I do feel sorry for this reporter because he asked a perfectly reasonable question and he didn't deserve this.
We'll see you back next year.
I'd imagine so, yes.
In another guise?
Most definitely, yes. Kiss my ring.
In my face!
Oh, no! Straight away in the face, Chris.
That's a great one.
It's a good one. You're drenched already, Georgie Twigg. Go on, Twigs.
Go on, Twigs. Yes,
I love that. Okay, more water. Don't be afraid, Georgie. Just because, you know, you don't know him that well. Soak him.
Kiss my ring.
No hands.
That's a great one.
It's one of my favourites for a while.
My ring.
Okay. And we've got a hockey themed one now. From filthy Sally Traffic on Radio 2.
I was a great hockey player.
I bet you were.
I was on the left wing.
Yes.
I was fast, I was quick, and I used to score loads of goals.
Were you quite tricky?
I was very tricky. And I did things with that stick that you don't really want to know about.
Georgie, soak him! Nobody
I like
wants to
Georgie, she's really polite.
Nobody wants to think about that.
I did things with that stick that you don't really want to know about.
It's a green chill in the background.
I think it is. I don't know why. More water, please. Big gulp.
Kiss my ring.
Chris.
I'm sorry. My favourite.
Oh, ow, ow. It hurts. Okay. And now, over to the Great British Bake Off.
Please bring your pie up for inspection.
Oh, Chris! Georgie hasn't soaked you once yet.
No, it's great.
You're doing really well, Georgie, but like I said,
definitely back.
If you don't find it funny,
still do it.
That's my tip. Okay, Luke and Malvern sent this one in. Thank you, Luke. Antiques road trips on. And if you haven't got enough money to buy antiques, you just have to improvise.
I can't sell it for £40 because...
Cost me more.
Yeah, but I'm trying to make a profit, honestly.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll toss you for it.
Oh, really?
Do you want a toss?
Anyone spit there?
Mm. I'll toss you for it.
Oh, really?
Do you want a toss?
Stop. Chris! Projectile!
That was just vicious.
Okay. Oh, George, you're... Trousers are wet now. Where did you get him?
Right in the groin.
Good. Good work. More of that, please.
Oh, it's gone right through. Oh.
Now, this is from a TV show in the 80s, and this was on TV every Saturday night. Some innuendo singo for you now, a bit of music. No one knew, when they watched this every Saturday night in the 80s, how filthy the lyrics were to this theme tune.
If the unexpected brings a smile, that's a big surprise, surprise, surprise. The unexpected hits you between the eyes. The unexpected hits you between the eyes.
Don't want that from Scylla, do you?
I just worked it out.
Good. Welcome along.
So drenched.
Oh, Georgie. Get him back. Get him back. Adam Wiltshire's been on. And it's over to the Premiership Rugby. More water, please. This is Bath versus Northampton.
Dixon. Miler inside to Burrell. How often has he got his big drill out going down that channel?
You right there? What happened there? Oh, Chris, you are soaked now. Good work. Go on, Spigs. That was good. More water, please.
Right then.
Right.
Kiss my ring.
My hair! Oh, no, it's gone in your hair. Oh, no, your poor hair. Oh, no. That's bad now. Bad times.
That was a bad one.
Soaked.
Cross my face.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, and more, please. Get him, Georgie.
Whilst we're here, can I ask that if there are any Team GB athletes listening who would like to play tomorrow? We're still looking.
Now, this is a man called Paul Merton, not that one, and he presented Grand Tours of Scotland. Now, I thought it was going to be about history and scenery and that, but it was just filth.
To get me in the mood, we stop for a spot of mackerel fishing. And it's not long before my rod is twitching.
Oh. Try to put it in.
Who got who first there?
Chris got me.
Okay. More water.
Oh, this is a wet one, Scott.
It is, isn't it?
Right, ready?
It's not long before my rod is twitching.
Oh, oh no!
Georgie's gone again.
No.
Second time round.
Oh no.
Yes, this is much more like it, Georgie. Okay.
I'm going see through.
More water, please. Now, you know Andrew Lloyd Webber. When you sing really well for him, do you know what he does? Mm. The poor contestants on Superstar. Listen to this.
Funny, Andrew.
Well, Nathan, your voice is amazing. No question. But here's my big but. Here's my big but.
No one wants to hear that from Andrew Webber, do they? We good? Mm. Good, let's move on.
We've held that.
More water. Yeah. Well held, both parties.
Thank you.
And let's go over to Sean and Connor, who sent this in. And this is Sunita and Dev on Coronation Street. Filth.
So has Carl got any job interviews lined up?
Well, he's got a few fingers in a few pies, you know.
Yeah, of course. Pies.
Georgie soaked Chris again. I don't want to hear Dev say that.
Pies.
And then it gets worse. More water, please. Go on, Dev.
It's very hard.
It's very hard. Very hard.
Don't have any water.
And both got your waters there?
Yeah.
Finally, a classic from Jamie Oliver. Are we ready?
Today, for me, feels like a
a very big milestone and stepping stone for me getting to the White House, which I hope to get to in the next couple of weeks. So, fingers crossed, Mrs. Obama, you know, lets me in the back door, really.
Yes, Chris. Yes, Georgie. And that was Innuendo Bingo, our greatest team. Georgie Twigg, thank you for bringing your Olympic medal in today off of hockey, and thank you very much for being part of the bingo.
Thank you.
Really, really good. Thank you. Good to see you. Back tomorrow morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So what is happening in the world today? Here's everything you need to know before you leave the house so you can impress your friends when there's a crowd at the water cooler later.
Robbie Williams is celebrated becoming a dad.
Aww.
Last night with wife, is it Ada?
Ida.
Ida.
Yeah.
And they've called their daughter Teddy.
That's cute. I thought it was a boy. Is it a boy?
Is it... Teddy is a boy's... No. I did this quite quickly, if I'm honest,
okay,
and sort of scanned through the papers.
And you stayed in the hostel last night.
I was under the assumption they had a daughter.
Right, I think it's a boy called Theo.
No, it's a girl.
Okay, it's a girl. It's definitely a girl.
It's a girl.
Is it a green light on the girl?
It's a girl.
Called
That's
Teddy.
Two different news sources I've got in front of me here. It's called...
Has anyone checked whether it's a boy or a girl?
Theodora.
Okay, that's sweet.
And so I imagine that then goes to Teddy.
Of course.
Nice name. Hugh Laurie has walked out of his own film premiere for The Oranges because the film didn't start on time.
I love that. He's probably seen that film so many times. It's like, if it's not starting at 8, darling, I'm off.
Leonardo DiCaprio hates getting wet and made what they describe as a big hoo-ha about filming scenes for Titanic every time he was in the water.
Why has this just come out now? That was years ago.
It's like revelations. Despite being a certified scuba diver. It's like, how can you do that and be afraid of water? It's a flawed story.
Clearly made up.
It's a really flawed story.
He hated the water.
I got one more bit of showbiz news for you.
Who knew he was a scuba diver?
Scuba diver.
But how can you do that and be afraid of water?
I don't know. He made a big hoo-ha, apparently, about filming scenes for Titanic. Weird, innit?
Mm.
Samantha Cameron, you aware of her? Prime Minister's wife.
Yes, I know her.
Big Azealia Banks fan. Loves the 2-1-2.
No, she doesn't.
Apparently so. Imagine that.
I hope it's the radio edit.
Well, that's it.
Oh, good. Brilliant. Well, there we are. I hope you've learned something there. That's everything you need to know before you head out for work or for college today or school.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Imagine at number 10, visiting heads of state are coming round. Samantha, could you turn that down, please?
Angela Merkel wouldn't like that, would
she? She would not like the 2-1-2.
And Berlusconi would.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a meaty podcast that was. Listen live tomorrow morning from 6:30 as I continue the shortest run in Radio 1 breakfast show history before I get fired on Friday. Or download this podcast tomorrow.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.